How's it going, podcast world? This is your boy, it's OD Comedy Radio, where I try to give life advice as I go to pick up my wife. For those of you who don't know, I also have a YouTube channel and an Instagram page. If you go on any of those platforms and you just punch in it's OD Comedy without the radio, you will be sure to find me. Yeah. So I want to talk today about seasons and phases in life. Probably title this more than likely phases in life, because seasons, maybe intellectually you might understand what I mean by that, but I want to dive a little bit deeper into what that means, because you know what I mean exactly when I mean phases. It's a certain point in somebody's life where something's happening and we are aware that it's temporary, it's not a permanent thing. But I like to have a different terminology in that sense, which is seasons. And it's mostly from a biblical standpoint, and there's a verse specifically in Ecclesiastes in the Bible. I don't know the exact address, but the author in Ecclesiastes talks about this, where he pretty much lists the things. There's a certain season for different types of things, and there was actually a song made, I think, inspired by this verse as well. There's a time for love, a season. Well, the way the song goes is, there's a time for love, a time for this, a time for that, time for blah, 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 blah. And the verse itself, the original writing of it goes as, there's a season for love, there's a season to die, there's a season to live, there's a season for XYZ. And I think it's a very beautiful illustration of what life is in general. And that's, there's seasons in every point in our lives. And I mostly wanted to take this time to encourage those of you, more specifically, really geared towards you guys, men in general, that are going through a difficult time. For women as well, if you're listening, women, I hope you gather some value for this. But this is, really want to point it towards men, because I am currently going through a season that is tough. And I wanted to share this by saying that, I'm in a certain situation where I'm not getting any younger. I am getting older. And I'm at that point where I know what I want to do with my life, per se, but it's very difficult to go after it, to go for it 100%. Just because I no longer have that youth mentality of feeling invincible, of feeling like time is on my side, because I am now more aware of that time is definitely not on my side. I would like to think part of that plays in the theology that I have and my Christian faith, and also in the fact that I've been more introduced to death than I've ever been before. I've had probably 2 to 3 people that I've known and have become acquaintances, and some I would even consider a friend, older, by the way, that all by natural causes, that have passed away. And it just, what death does specifically, it really puts life into perspective. And I'm not saying this because somebody most recently passed away that I know, but just that I'm personally seeking therapy at the moment, just to kind of get to understand a little bit on a deeper level who I am as a person, and kind of in a psychological standpoint, not really in a spiritual standpoint, because I know where I stand spiritually, but it's a whole different beast when it comes to cognitive, on the cognitive side of things. So what I mean by that is knowing how I work as a person, like my behaviors, the way that I'm feeling sometimes, you know, my emotional state. And I want to learn more about that, because I've always had this gut feeling, this intuition from Christ, from Jesus, and I feel like there's more to my past that I don't know of, that I think I need to understand certain things deeper to kind of get over this bump that I'm currently in and pull me through it. And I've prayed on it, and I've gotten some confirmation on it. What I mean by that is I've asked God if this is a good idea to seek therapy. And, you know, I've had, and typically when this happens, when I pray for certain things, what usually happens is I, with faith, expect God to give me an answer, whether it's through just reading His Word, the Bible, or if I'm speaking to another person, another brother or sister in the faith, and even people that aren't in the faith, brother or sister in the faith, even people that are don't believe necessarily in God or in the Christian faith, I get confirmation. They'll tell me, out of the blue, they'll tell me a story of, hey, by the way, you know, I'm going to therapy, this is what I've gathered from it. And then another person maybe says, have you ever considered therapy? You know, stuff like that. It just, you're thinking about it, you're praying about it, and then other people start talking about it out of the blue, and that's confirmation for me in a faith-based belief. And so I just want to encourage you men, that whatever you're going through right now, I feel your pain. I'm right there with you, and I just want to encourage you guys by saying that it's not permanent. It's a temporary, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through emotionally, it's a season. It's that time of the season, unfortunately, where we have growing pains, and I have these growing pains, and I've had them before in the past, and I've dealt with them in different ways, some good, some bad, and I've always come out the other side a better and different person, not only better for myself, but better for those around me and the whole world in general, and for Christ as well, more effective in my faith and my belief and as a person. So whether it's therapy, whether it's reading a book, taking a course, exercising, making a different life choice, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, you know, do what you need to do in order to get there. And for the people that have faith, just, you know, do your fasting, pray, speak to brothers and sisters of the faith, and don't lose hope. Keep hoping. Keep knowing that there is light at the end of the dark tunnel, so to speak, always. And God works things for the good. And if you're in a bad situation, please believe that He's doing something good in the background. So keep your head up, guys. And thank you so much for stopping on by. And as always, peace. I love you. God bless.